Now, how many know that the New Testament said that Jesus Christ right now is the high priest, sitting at the right hand of God, that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity? How many know that's true? Say amen. All right? Then, does he the same yesterday, today, and forever? Then how would you know you touched him? How would he act? He'd act just like he did then, if he's the same. So you, without your cards or whatever out there in the audience that won't be up here tonight, you just pray and say, Lord Jesus, I believe you're that high priest that they're talking about, and let my faith touch you tonight. Now, if you touch me, it wouldn't do no more good than touching your husband or touching your brother or your son or whatever it would be. See, that wouldn't do a thing. Touching me, that wouldn't be a thing. But you just touch him and watch what he does. You say, Brother Bram, how will it act? By gift. Just giving myself over to the Spirit. It does the talking. See? Now, this microphone is a perfect mute. It can't speak. It don't know how to speak. It takes something to speak into it to make it care of the sound. Is that right? Well, then, every one of you here is strangers to me. Only two people I know of here at all is this man sitting here who was with me this morning, and Brother Gene Golden, this man over here, and Brother Hall, said that's the only ones that I can see in the building. My wife isn't here tonight, and that's the only ones that I know. But Jesus knows every one of you. Is that right? He knows every one of you. And he promised in the last days there would be light, just like it was at the rising. The sun will be the same in the setting. Is that true? Now, you just touch his garment if he shall come and help him. And how many of you strangers here that never seen it before would believe on him and say, it would make me believe to see him act just like he did when he was here on earth? Raise up your hand and say, I'll believe. That's strangers that wasn't here before. All right, that's fine. How many has been here before and seen him do it? Let's see your hand. See, it's exactly everyone. All right, now you believe. Now, remember, if one person comes and he heals that person, he's got to do it to the second person that comes on the same ground. Right? If you just believe it, take your faith. So what about all that group there that day? Just one woman touched him. That's the only one that could believe it. Are you that one out there tonight? I hope you are, every one of you. Now, just remember. Now, Father God, I spoke of you. I tried to put it in a little story form tonight, in a drama, so that even the little children would understand if they could tell their little schoolmates and so forth, and all could be prepared for the coming of the Lord. Now, I have spoken, testified of you. That's all I can do. I'm just a man. But now, Father, just one word from you will mean all more than all of us could do in many lifetimes. Just one word. They know it's the Scripture. They know it's a truth. They know it's from Genesis to Revelation. Now, you made a promise that the coming Messiah in this day would come back into the church and do just as he did when he put just the coming of the headstone, the building would be made shape for. I pray, God, that it will be so again tonight, for we ask it in Jesus' name as I submit myself to you and take this congregation and every spirit in here under the control of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. All right, now have faith. Everybody be reverent, sit quietly. Don't disbelieve, but believe with all your heart. Now's the showdown. I preached it. How many knows it was the Word? Now, if any of you doubt, well, you're welcome to come here and take my place, if you want to. Some minister here says it's not right, it isn't right, then you come up here and take my place and do the same thing. If I cast out devils by the Word of God, who do you cast them out by? You can do better. Well, come on, I'll sit down. I'm wanting to see the people get healed. You got to see. It's a promise of God. And if you'll keep this promise, now we know, let me make this clear, there's no man can heal another. There's not even medicine that heals. You know, doctor will tell you that, if he's a real doctor. Medicine does not build tissue. Medicine keeps clean while God builds tissue. He has to create. Tissue is created. So, doctor doesn't heal a bone. He sets a bone. God heals a bone. Only God can heal. And now he's already done it, just to get the people to believe it. That's why. It'd be me, if I told you and you didn't believe it, or if you told me and I didn't believe it, let him go. But not God. He's a good God. He keeps on sending gifts and trusting his church after his word to confirm his word and make it true so that he's just and honest. Now this lady standing here, I guess you're the one that to be prayed for. Now here stands a woman that I have never seen in my life as I know of. We're strangers to one another, I suppose.
I've seen you, Brother.
You saw me.
You prayed for me in your little church.
I prayed for you?
Yes, sir.
In Tennessee?
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad of that. But to know you, I wouldn't know you.
No,
wouldn't have no way of knowing you. All right? Now, this lady says, if you didn't hear me, and by the way, ever who the engineer is on this, when the anointing comes, and if I don't speak loud enough, step it up so they can hear it. Because, you see, just going back in somebody's life for years and seeing what they've done, and you're just looking what's going on there, you're not even conscious that you're standing here. It isn't me. How could I do that? It's totally impossible. It's a perfect miracle if it would be done. It's beyond any human reason, unless you take the Word of God for it. Certainly. It's the greatest miracle. You say, well, here's someone sitting here that had a lame foot. We prayed for him, he got to walk it. Well, that could be psychology. That's right. But this can't be. It has to be God. Nothing else can be that way. Exactly. So, now, if I prayed for you, but I don't know you, and I don't know nothing about you, I have no idea what you're here for. And you're just like, if somebody I prayed for here would come to me in several years from now and say, I was at Richmond, Virginia, and you prayed for me. Oh, my, I prayed for tens of thousands, times thousands of people, you see. And anyhow, if you would come to me tomorrow, and the anointing comes, and the vision comes, you'd come to me tomorrow, I would know nothing about it. See that boy sitting there? He's taking recordings. That's how we keep a record of it. Isn't that right, Brother Gold? That's the only way I know it, see, because it's not me speaking. I confess and hold my hands that I don't know it, see. But if you were sick and I laid my hands on you and said, the Bible said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, that's what we've been doing for years. But we're closer home now. See, Christ is being more manifested to us. Now, if he'll tell me something that's been in your life, well then, if he tells you what has been, you'll be a judge and know whether that's right or not. You'll know, you can tell his audience it's right or wrong. Well then, if he does that, and knows what has been, surely he'd know what would be. Is that right, audience? He'd know what would be. Now, I don't know that he will, but I trust that he will. And if he will, God be praised. Then every one of the audiences, we're standing here, open floodlights down upon us. We stand here, nothing but the Word of God laying here before us. God Himself, we're in His presence before 500 or 600 people or more, I guess, and whatever the little place seats. And here we are. It did before 500,000 one time, 300,000 another time, and hundreds of thousands other times. All kinds of nations and peoples and tongues. See, the tests go everywhere. He has to declare himself before he comes. Now this is just like it was in the Bible time when our Lord met a Samaritan woman, and we're a man and woman meeting here. I don't know you, and you only know me by passing through a line one time. Now, if he reveals to me what you're here for, maybe it's sick again, maybe domestic trouble, it may be financial trouble, I don't know, but he does. But if he'll reveal to me what you're here for, you'll believe it, won't you? And the audience will believe it. Will you believe it? All right. May he grant. Now, if the people can still hear my voice, the woman's going from me. Yes? I see you. You were healed. You were healed in my meeting. You had arthritis when you were healed.
That's right.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got something wrong with the leg. You fell and hurt your leg. That's
yes.
That's what you're here to be prayed for. If that's true, raise up
that's
your hand.
True.
Just raise your hand so it can see. Do you believe?
Amen.
All right. I don't know why it is, but I keep... Now, what you're thinking, I catch it here. See? Did he look upon the people and perceive their thoughts? Right? Well, see, that's him. It's not me. I've done told you. It's not me anymore. It's him now. That wasn't me that told her that. That was him that told her that. Because I don't know her. God knows that. Now, they keep thinking I guess it. I don't know why it comes, but it's coming from somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do see where it's coming from now.
Oh, okay.
I ought to call it. All right, 50 was. Yes. Yes, I see you had a fall and hurt yourself. You hurt your limb. And you've tried everything for it, liniments and everything else, but it won't work. This is going to work. You've had a lot of sorrow. You've lost a loved one. That was a daughter. That's right. If God will tell me who you are, what's your name, will you believe me to be his prophet, his servant?
Yes.
Mrs. Walton, you go believe Jesus Christ. God bless you. It's going to be all right. The soreness will leave and you'll be all right. You believe with all your heart? Now, I ask anybody, how could I ever, whatever was wrong with the woman, ever did it? There's got to be some kind of a supernatural being here doing that. I'm a man. Is that right? Who would know the woman, what she's done, where she's been, and all about her, and things like that. Now, if we stand here, the longer you stand, more would be said. But to see that one vision taken more from me than that hour and a half of preaching did. See? You're taking in, now you're giving out. Just think, if one woman touched his garment, and he said, I perceive that virtue's gone from me, what would me, a sinner, saved by grace due to me? See? Because Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also, and more than this shall you do. I know the King James says greater, but it couldn't be greater. It was more of the work that he could do. Get the original diagnose and see if it doesn't say more. See? For it's the same Spirit. Now, this lady is a stranger to me also. I do not know you. But God does know you. If God will reveal to me something that's your trouble, do you believe me to be his servant? Are you aware that something happened just then? That was that feeling, like sweetness, like quiet. Now, that's right, just so the people know, so that they'll know that I'm not telling you nothing wrong. I've seen that light drop right down over you. That's right. Now, if you feel just like a real sweet, humble feeling around you, raise up your hand so the people see it. But if you got the picture here, we got it. That light that you see in the picture, God is my judge, is right over the woman now. That's it. She's here not for herself, though she's nervous and upset. That's right. The little lady's troubles bothered you for a while, but the main thing you're here for is somebody else. That's your husband. He's partially paralyzed. Got trouble in his back and in his legs. That is right. You believe with me that God will make him well? Go, and as you have believed, so shall it be unto you. You go believe. God bless you. Put that handkerchief you had in your hands on him. Just believe with all your heart. You and I are strangers to each other, lady, I suppose. We do not know each other. But God knows us both. Do you believe me to be his servant? With all your heart? If God will reveal to me something is wrong, will you accept it for me from God? It's your back.
That's right.
Your legs.
That's right.
Just caused from an accident.
That's right.
All right. That's all it takes to make you well. Go believe it. With that faith. Do you believe with all your heart, lady?
Yes,
sir. You believe that Jesus Christ will grant the request to you?
Yes, sir.
Of course, you're wearing glasses. Anyone would know that. That's been a long time.
Yes, sir.
You can remember.
Yes.
That's been all your life. But really, that's not what's on your heart.
No.
It's nothing else on your heart. That's for somebody else. That's right. You believe that God can heal her, make her well? Your mother, she has pulse, she's shaking. That's right, isn't it? Go believe. It'll be the way you have believed. God bless you. You believe now with all your heart? Does it settle it with you? Are you convinced? Now, what is here? The very one that walked in Galilee is here tonight. What is it? He's just using you and I. Now, no matter what would be anointed on me, it's got to be on them, too. It's got to be on them also. You believe that? Just have faith. Just don't doubt. Believe. How do you do? We're strangers to each other, I suppose. I do not know you, but God does know you.
Somebody else appeared in the vision just then when it started on the woman. You believe me to be his servant? The things I have said is right. God will reveal to me what your trouble is. Will you accept me as his servant? You got trouble in your back. It's one thing. Another thing, you're shattered for death with a cancer. You believe he'll heal you and make you well? You do. Somebody else you won't pray for too, isn't it? You believe he'll heal him too? That's your husband. He's sitting out there. You believe God can tell me what's his trouble? Will you believe me as his prophet if I do tell you that? He's got intestinal trouble, says the doctor. It's intestinal trouble. If you believe, you'll be healed too. But here's the greatest thing you need. You need salvation for your soul. Will you accept him as your Savior and believe on him with all your heart? Both of you need it. Will you do it and believe with all your heart? You will accept him as your Savior now for your healing. Husband, will you accept him as your Savior? God bless you. You're both saved and healed. Go home and be a man. You believe? You say you have no right to tell them they're saved? I guess if the God can tell me what's wrong with them, he can tell me whether they're saved or not, can't he? Certainly. Or do you love him? You want to go home, eat your supper? Get over that stomach trouble and be made well? Go eat. Jesus Christ. Have faith. Come, sir. You want God to heal you that back trouble? Just keep on walking and saying, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being made well. Arthritis, nervousness, and say, you believe he'll make you well? Say, thank you, Lord. How many believe with all your heart? Don't doubt. Just have faith with all your heart. They say you have number one killer. But heart trouble isn't number one killer. Sin is number one killer. So you're rid of both of them now. So you can go and be married. Have faith. A nervous stomach. It's well. Don't believe it. I see you trying to get up of a morning, putting your feet out and seeing if you can get up right or not. That old thing, crippling devil. Go believe now, it'll leave you. Arthritis will go away. You'd have to be operated on, lady, if it wasn't for God. You believe he can perform the operation? You thoroughly believe him, surrender your whole life to him, and the tumor will be gone? You believe that? Go as you have believed. So be it unto you. Just go believe. All right. Come with me. Got a nervous condition. Stomach. Go believe him. It's happening. Come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Just a moment. Something happened. Just be reverent. Just wait just a moment. Be reverent. Oh, what a moment. The woman appeared not like this woman. She's thinner. But it's in the audience. God help me. Yeah, here she sits right here. Got something wrong with your hand. Do you believe that God will make you well? Your hand trouble? All right, your faith saves you. Say, by the way, put your hand on that woman sitting next to you there. She has heart trouble. That's right. Raise up your hand. Receive Christ as your healer. God bless you. Go home, be well. Isn't he wonderful? That made that lady say, you know, that blue looking dress on, suffering with stomach trouble, boy, too. You've been having stomach trouble for a while, haven't you? Go eat your supper. Jesus Christ makes you well. The heavy set lady sitting right next to you, will you do me a favor or God a favor? You're a believer or he would never spoke to you. She has arthritis, don't you, lady? That's right. Raise up your hand. All right. Lay your hand over on her, sister. You all lay your hands on one another there. Jesus Christ make you well. You believe? You think God can heal diabetes? All right, go ahead then. Have faith. He'll do it. Heart trouble? Just keep moving. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing me. Trouble with your back? Say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Oh, Jesus is wonderful, isn't he? What do you think about it, sitting there, little lady looking at me? You believe me to be his prophet? Then that low blood pressure will leave you. The lady sitting right behind you, what do you think about that, sir, when she looked on her? The lady right behind you, the little lady with glasses on, you also had low blood pressure. That's right. When they put that thing around your arm, he told you he had low blood pressure. Is that right? If it's right, raise up your hand. How did I know he did it? Amen. Do you believe on him?
Amen.
There are things. You believe God will heal it? All right. You got a prayer card? All right, you don't have to use it. You're healed. Don't believe it. Right back there, Arthur Ryder, sitting right back there, the second one sitting in. You believe God will heal you? You do? Accept it. God bless you. That's right. Thank you, ladies, for saying so. Go be made well. Oh, God. What more can he do? What more? He's already healed you. He was wounded for your transgression, bruised for your iniquity. Now you realize that the whole thing just seems like just a big light over the whole building now. See, I can't see nothing out there, hardly. It's just, well, if you could just only realize that that's him. A condition, you say, Brother Brown, what makes you, I can't tell you. But that was 20 or 25 visions that's happening on the platform. When one made him weak, what would it do to me? You see his grace? He wants you all to believe it. Do you believe it? Do you believe it with all your heart? Will you accept it with all your heart? Then stand up on your feet and accept him as your Savior, as your healer, as your baptizer, and I commit you to God in the name of Jesus Christ. May the God of heaven pour out his Spirit upon you. Raise up your hands and give him praise.
Peter Abraham, I have brought you the gospel. I have not called myself this, but you have said that you believe that God called me to be his prophet. What does the word prophet mean in Hebrew? A divine interpreter of the written word. The word of the Lord came to the prophet or the seer. I've told you the truth. Now will you receive Christ as your Savior, healer, baptizer, coming King? If you're not ready to meet him in the air, if he comes tonight, and you know you're not ready, would you, while your heads are bowed, would you just raise your hands and say, Brother Branham, pray for me. God be merciful to me. I know I'm not ready. Now it's up to you. It's not begging time. It's time to wake up and be man or woman, or if your heart is sinned away the day of grace, then you'll, no matter what condition you are, you don't even know it. But is there anything about you that woke you up to let you realize that the hour we're living? And you want to be remembered in prayer, raise up your hand. God bless you. You. To my right, you. God bless you. It goes to show the Holy Spirit still speaking to people. The door is not closed yet. But listen to me as his servant. The hour is coming when you'll no more put up your hand. It's done hit that for many people. There's people sitting right here now that I know in the name of the Lord. They're looking out over them and seeing that blackness over them. I know they should put up their hands and they didn't do it. They send their life, their grace away, turned away from the truth, committed. He that sins willfully after he sees the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a fearful looking for the judgment, far as he is. Heavenly Father, they raise their hands. I've done my best with the word. That's all I know. I've said it just as you reveal it. We've waited long, and now there's many put up their hands, a dozen maybe in this building, maybe more, maybe less. But I'd say eventually you know them every one. The Holy Spirit spoke to them through the word. They realize that you're not ready to go. Heavenly Father, if a person is sincere enough to put up their hands and witness to you that they're not ready and they desire to be ready, won't you, kind, merciful Father, condition their hearts tonight, or they're going away pretty soon to meet the promised Son. Been promised now for 2,000 years. We've waited for Him. It's soon He's coming, because we see that everything that He's done to Abraham, He has done to His seed. We have a last time with us now that you, God, is manifested in human flesh. They raise your hands, Lord. The Bible says your own Son, Jesus Christ, that He that heareth my words and taught us, I brought it to him, and will believe on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come to the judgment, but pass from death to life. Great Jehovah Elohim, through the name of Jesus Christ, I give them to you as tokens of your word and the sacrifice of your loving Son, and by the presence of the Holy Ghost, who brings the word and manifests it through human flesh to the people. They are yours. Do with them as you see fit, Lord, for they are in your hand. Your ministers here will lead them on. May they go straight to some good church and have Christian baptism performed. Then may they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and be placed in the body of Christ. Grant, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask this. Amen. It is 5 minutes until 10 o'clock. I haven't time for prayer. I'll catch him tomorrow night. I will, Lord willing. I'll just finish up this little bitty message and run my prayer line. Are you sick? Are you needy? Raise your hands if you will. God bless you. If you're sick and needy, I told you in this Bible that God, what He did to Abraham there, He also promised it to His son, His sons of Abraham, and the main seed son of Abraham made the promise as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Just the same sign that God showed to Abraham that the end of sinful believers was a sinful professor was at hand, so would it be in the days of His coming. Is that right? Now, I am your brother, a man. Now I'm going to ask you to be real quiet just a minute, if you will. Be real heavy. I am your brother, a man. No matter what God would ever do for me, He has to do for you too to make it work. Jesus was God's Son who came to earth. Do you believe that? And when He came to earth, what did He do? There were times that He got among His people that didn't believe in Him. Their churches turned the people away from Him. Is that right? What they're doing today. We find Him in the latest day churches outside the church, knocking, trying to get back in. They've done the same thing today. And many mighty works ye could not do because of their unbelief. But as many as believe Him, to them gave He the power to become sons of God. Is that right? Now I'm going to ask you something. You bow your head, you the sick. How many know that Jesus Christ is the high priest sitting at the right hand of God right now of His sacrifice, for a part, that the Holy Ghost down here is? And if you believe me to be His servant, if you want to, no, I ain't going to say that. I'm His servant, not even worthy to be called a minister, let alone a prophet. But if you believe that I've told you the truth, don't believe me, but believe what the Word says. See if God keeps His Word. He's sitting at the right hand of God, and is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Is that right? Is that true? The Bible says that? Well, if He's the same, Hebrews 13:8, the same yesterday, today, and forever, if you touched Him with your infirmities, how would He act if He was the same yesterday and forever? The way He acted when the woman touched His garment. Could you touch Him? The Bible said so. Well, then He'd act the same. Then remember He said, I am the vine, you're the branches. Now the vine doesn't bear any fruit. The branch bears the fruit, but gets its life from the vine. Is that right? Now he's here. We are the branches. If you've got something wrong with you, and you need help from God, I'll ask you to pray and say, Heavenly Father, that little uneducated, dried up man standing up there, bald-headed, how? He don't know me. And he's just a man. But he tells me that you're the same and made this confirmation that, and everything that I see the true justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, placing of the Son, giving him the name, the man taking part of the name of God, Elohim. Now let's see at the same time, we see Billy Graham falling down in Sodom, but this man says, there'll be one come to the elected church. Now, see, brother, is that scriptural? Then believe. And if God says, confirms what I say to be the truth, then it is the truth. You pray. And I'll yield myself. You yield yourself. See what the Holy Spirit will say. Now the Bible said the angel had his back turned to the tent. Now anybody here that knows me, please don't pray. If you know me and know that I know your troubles, don't you pray. Just those who doesn't know me and knows that I don't know nothing about you, you pray. See what he will do. I just say, be in prayer. Lord Jesus, this ministry is soon coming to the end. I believe that soon this will end. I believe the coming of the expected Son to the seed of Abraham will soon arrive. But that your word might be fulfilled, Lord, let it be known tonight that you are God and I am your prophet, or your servant. Born, sent, ordained for this work, that it might be a sign to the church, to the elected, called out seed of Abraham, that the end as the time. Let it be so, Lord. Let some of Abraham's seed there touch the hem of your garment. Then speak to me, Father, to say the words that you have me to say. Now you pray. Now before me, with my back turned to the audience, there's a woman sitting back in this away. She's suffering with a stomach trouble. She also has had a car accident. She is not from here. She's from Kentucky. Her name is Miss Ellison. Stand on your feet, baby, and receive your healing. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be healed. Now the lady, I've never seen her in my life. If we're strangers, lady, raise up your hand. The lady that was just healed, raise up your hand. Is he still God? Now, I ask some of the rest of you to do the same thing. I'll turn my mind. Right behind the woman is a woman also suffering. She's got a kidney infection, rather heavy-like woman. Mrs. Brown, you stand up and receive your healing. Am I a stranger to you? We're strangers to one another. I don't know nothing about you. If that's not raised up your hand, but you were praying, God bless you. Go be well now. God still God? If thou canst believe. That troubling kidney trouble down the road there, Miss Day, you want to receive your healing, you may receive it also. I don't know the woman, never seen her in my life. If that's right, lady, wave your hand. We don't know one another. See? What is it? Your faith to believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Is that right? What about in this section, somewhere in here? Have faith. There's a man standing before me. He's had an operation for hemorrhoids. It didn't do any good. Mr. Day, I beg your pardon, Mr. Sharp, stand up and receive your healing. With my Bible before me, I never seen a man in my life. We're total strangers, one to the other. With the growth in the nose back there, Miss Bowen, what did I see? Will you stand and receive your healing? I don't know. I never see him alive. Do you believe with all your heart? The lady with the leg trouble, fixing for an operation over there, Miss Connor, stand up and receive your healing. Fallen bladder sitting right there, fixing for an operation, you're fixing, stand up and receive your healing. I never seen him in my life, and God is my judge. This is the end time, church. God called Abraham by justification, sanctification, the Spirit, placing of a son, and appearing in human flesh before the end time. You believe it? How many of you that raised your hand a while ago now that you want to be remembered in prayer? You've never seen anything like it before. Now you're glad you received Christ as your Savior. Stand up on your feet. You just believe that you're glad you received Christ as your Savior. Stand up on your feet. Every one of you now, you're not ashamed of it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. That's right. See, that's right. God bless you. How many want to be healed now and believe that He's here to heal you? See, I never touched those people. There's 10 or 12 more people, whatever it was, went through the building. I never touched a one of them, but they touched something. This microphone is a mute. There's something speaking to it. I'm a mute, too, on anything like that. How would I know it? God, they touched God. God spoke through me and told them the very thing that they were wanting. Is that right? Does that make him the same yesterday, today, and forever? Then I ask you, every one of you, any healing in your body, to stand on your feet in the name of Jesus Christ. Church, you see these people who want healing. How many near them are believers? Raise up your hand. The Bible says these signs shall follow them. You stand up by them and lay your hands on them. You lay your hands on them. Now lay your hands on each other as you go around to the door. That's the need. Now how do you pray at your church? The way you pray at your church, the way you pray to God in the secret closet, pray for that person you got your hands on while I pray for all of you. Our Heavenly Father, it has been a lengthy meeting, but one that no doubt will always be remembered. That we're at the end time and we see it. We're here tonight where we are a people knows that the time is at hand. There's no nation, no one can keep this, no person can keep it from happening. God said so. And His words are true as we've seen every confirmation that He spoke of. And now, your great spirit is here in the building, beyond any shadow of doubt. The same God that preached the message, the same spirit that spoke, is the same one that proved that He is the same one that was in human flesh, eating and drinking like a man, sitting before Abraham, before the end time was for that generation. So is it now, Lord. The end time is here. And these people know that Jesus, the Son of God, said that these things would reappear again like it was in Sodom before the end time. Lord God, we are without one shadow of doubt. It's here. They are praying for one another. They are believers. They rise to confess their belief. They lay their hands on one another to pray for one another. I condemn the devil of sickness, diseases, affliction, or sin that's upsetting them, and the unbelief that keeps them from receiving their healing. I ask God to move back the shadows of unbelief and let the Holy Spirit pour into these children of Abraham from El Shaddai, the great faith giver, and heal each of them as I condemn the devil and set them free in the name of.
Now here stands a woman that I've never seen in my life. She is a total stranger to me. I've never seen her. She's just a woman standing there. And I suppose this is the first time we've ever met as far as I know. Is that right? That is right. Now, if this is our first time meeting, and I'd raise my hands to that. If I ever met you, it was somewhere I didn't know who you was. We passed on a street, or you sat in a meeting or something like that. I wouldn't know you no other way. But just to know you, I don't. And you don't know me. But there's somebody here who does know both of us. That's right. Somebody knows both of us. Now, we're going to forget ourselves and let Him speak through me. And now, if I come up here and said, lady, you're sick. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go get healed. You're healed. Go on. Oh, that'd be all right. You want to believe it. You're only healed by faith. That's right. So now, you can have a right to doubt that. But upon the Scripture, what I've told you, that we're in the end time, and that same God that dwelt in human flesh eating and drinking there, that several hundred years after it was made manifest in flesh, the same God, because He come for redemption to hunt His lost child. When God came down to the Garden of Eden, why didn't He send an angel to hunt Adam? Why didn't He send some kind of a son to hunt Adam? That was His lost child. He come Himself. That's why Jesus was God made flesh. He came in human flesh to redeem. I was going to speak on that tonight if I had to finish that up last night, the kinsman redeemer, to show that He was, had to be man. So through that blood without sex, that unadulterated, created blood of God, I stand here tonight with this challenge upon my Bible, standing before a woman to say that God keeps His word. That's where we stand. If God will reveal to me something that you know what if there's anything about you, I don't know it. But if He will reveal to me, then you'll know it. Like the woman at the well of Samaria, go tell your people that come see a man, not Brother Branham, but the Lord Jesus that in His church manifests Himself because He told me the thing that's in my life. Would you be willing to do that? Would the church be willing to do that? It really isn't you that you're standing here for. It's for somebody else. If that's right, raise up your hand. See?
He knows what's in your heart. If God then will describe to me or tell me something about this something or somebody, will you believe me? The person is not here. They're in a dying condition with cancer, and you're standing for it. Is that right?
Yes.
You know that handkerchief you got in your hand there? Take that to them. Don't doubt.
No.
You won't doubt it.
No.
Then you have what you asked for.
Thank you.
Now does the church believe? If thou canst believe. It shakes some, it doesn't others. Nothing. How do you do? If Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will reveal to me what you're here for or who you're for or something or another, you'll know what's the truth or not worth it. You'll believe me to be His servant, and I've told you the truth upon the Word of God. Are you ready for a shot? You're seriously ill, shattered to death, blackness over you, a cancer. It's a lung cancer that's gone through your system. That is true. Come here. If the Spirit of God that made the Bible, the last commission our Savior gives to the church, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, you know something has me anointed, is that right? Well, then, if I lay hands on you and condemn that devil, will you believe that it comes from God, the very God that knows about you? Then you can live. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, and giver of every good gift, with hands laid upon the woman as the last commission given to our Lord, or by our Lord, that His church should do, I condemn this death hanging over the woman. And let her live in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now write me your testimony. Believe with all your heart. How do you do? You believe God heals rectal trouble too? All right. It's over then. Why'd you touch them? Touched him. I don't know you. God does know you. You believe me to be His servant? I'm just trying to think. The angel of the Lord, did you ever read my book? When he met me that night, he said, you get the people to believe you. Believe me what? That I've told the truth. I've told the Bible story, so that's got to be true. If the Lord will reveal to me something about you, will you believe this? You have to know whether that's true or not. You are suffering with gallbladder trouble. That's right. Here it comes. I just look like I expected to guess that. I didn't guess that. Quit thinking that. Make you ashamed of yourself now. I don't know what he told you. Just a moment. Yes, sure it is. Underneath the ribs, your gallbladder. Right. Causes sickness and cramps and everything. That's right. You also got varicose veins. You're suffering with a nervous condition. You have complications, so the doctor said. Your name is Miss Osborne. Go home and be well in Jesus Christ's name. Shame on you. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. The lady sitting there with her hair swept up like this way, looking right at me. There's something when it struck this woman, struck that woman too, and I looked around and seen the light over. I don't know, there's something there at that woman. It just left the platform to marry that woman too. You're suffering, aren't you, sister? Sick? Yes, I see it now. You believe me to be his prophet? You have gallbladder trouble. If that's right, raise up your hand. All right, you're healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. You believe. If you want to believe me to be his servant, that struck your friend sitting there by you, suppose. It also healed her of a breath trouble she had. You believe it, lady? You accept it? Raise up your hand if you do. All right. Go home believing, you can be made well. I just ask you to believe. That's all. He's in the audience. You see this little lady sitting here praying with all of her heart? She's not praying for herself. She's praying for a sister that's got cancer. Yes. Kind of strange feeling, wasn't it? All right. Now go believe. Strange, another woman appeared by me. She's right behind her there praying for the same thing. You believe also, sister. You can have yours. Oh, tell me what they touched. How? They're 20 feet away from you, 30. How could they touch me? They never touched me. But they did touch the high priest, Jesus Christ, that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. I don't know you. We're strangers one to another. If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me something, you realize you're in his presence. One thing wrong, you could drop dead by it. You know that. That's right. You go to believe with all your heart. Your trouble's in your back. That's right. A kidney. Out of line. That's right. You believe you're going to be healed? Mrs. Combs, you can go home and be well. Praise that one. It's your faith. I don't know you. Oh, what is this? Oh, well. You think your mother will come out of that stroke? Be all right? All right, go believe it. You can be made. God bless you. Can God heal cancer and make you well? All right, go believe it with all your heart and be made well. If thou canst believe, come. There's about 80% of this audience suffering with the same thing, lady. Let me show you. All of you out there swag with nervousness, raise up your hand. Everybody. See? That's your trouble. Comes on about this time of life anyhow, but you've been nervous for a long time. You believe you're over it now? Go thanking the Lord. Say thank you, Lord. Can God heal your back and make you well? Or just go believe it with all your I see your trouble. But that's not what it is. You're so nervous you don't know how to hold yourself together. Go believe. It'll be all right. This same lady here had a nervous trouble. She's got other troubles, complications, but she's actually wanting to pray for nerves. Isn't that right? Believe it. It'll be made well. Just believe with all your heart. I don't know. You do it. You believe God will heal that female trouble you got? Make you well?
Yes.
And go believe. Have faith. You believe out there, every one of you? Having faith? Lady. lady sitting right there has got female trouble too. She's praying for him. That's right. Lady Clive's got something laying over your lap. That's right. You look around to the next woman. Believe, go right here. You've got your hand laying back that way. Believe with all your heart. Go home, yes, sir, and be made well. Jesus Christ, Jesus. What do you think out there praying for your wife that's backslid? You think she'll come back home, be? Stand up on your feet. All right. I give her back to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Go believe, sister. Be made well. Jesus Christ heal you and make you well. Now that's about the way she has to get out of the bed of a morning, too. It's arthritis. But God can heal arthritis, can he? Or if the Lord is so bleeding, he's going to say, thank you, Lord. Bleeding. What if I didn't even say one thing to you? You said, laid my hands on you, bleed to get well? Come on by. Glory to your sister in the name of Jesus. Now, here it comes again. Another nerve condition. That's right. How many of your audience out there? All your heart, with all that's in you, and you believe with all the strength that you have that God's a healer of nervousness. Raise up your hand like that. If he can heal this woman here, now do that. Come here a minute. See, I can tell him. Sure. Look here, when you put your hand on mine, look here. See my hand? See how normal it looks? Like any man's hand. I put this hand on here. Now look at it. See, it swells up, and then the white things run over it. Now watch, take this other hand over here and put it on it. Doesn't do it on that one, does it? Doesn't do it on that one. Well, why will it just do it on this one? That was the first gift that was given. See, it's your contact. Your right hand to my left. You're pledging your faith that you believe what I tell you. I take your left hand and raise mine to God. My left is to my heart. Now you see something happen to show physically what's wrong. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. You say to people, is that? Watch when she's looking here. Look at my hand yourself. I take her hand off. I take this other hand, put it on. Doesn't it there? You're just as much human in this hand as you are in this hand. Now, you see there's something physically show. That's anointing. That's by a promise. Now, you come here. Now, you watch my hand. You believe now with all your heart? I'll lay my hand right here so you see it. It's not, you see, it's not the position I'm holding my hand in. Where it's at, just the same. Now, if that goes away, it comes back like this other hand, well, then it'll be, you'll know something's happened, won't you? Now, I don't know whether you can see it or not. As she puts her hands on mine, swells up, and a little white thing's going, brrr, brrr, brrr. She doesn't realize, she knows she's got a female trouble, but she don't know what it is. It's a tumor. Now, there it is moving. She's had trouble with it. Now look, I'll take my hand off of it. Look at my hand now. Now let her take this other hand here and put that hand on. Not one speck of difference. See, this one doesn't show it. This one does. Is that right, lady? You're here to look at it. See? Little white things running over my hand going, brrr, brrr, brrr. What is that? That's the life inside of her that doesn't belong there. Now, the doctor calls it tumor, cancer, so forth like that, but Jesus called it a devil. What? It's alive. What is she? She's alive. A multiplication of cells. What's the tumor? Multiplication of cells. What's the cancer? Multiplication of cells. What's the cataract? Multiplication of cells. See, that's the life in there. It's the anointing here now of eternal life. And there's a life here that's eternal life, and there's a life there that's death. See? So that's the difference. The woman's a believer. She's nervous. Been that way a long time. Especially since menopause. Got astigmatism in her eyes. She has dizzy spells. Oh, that's easy, see. But the thing of it is watch now and see. Now, I cannot make it go. Or I cannot make it stay away. Now, I just want to hold my hand so you can see what I spoke of a while ago is true. Can you hear me? I'm going to hold my hand here and just let the woman pray and see if it leaves. Just pray, say, Lord, help me. Now she prayed. See, now let her look herself. I ain't looking the hand. Still there. Now I'll pray. Father God, hear my prayer, I pray for this woman, that you'll help her according to her faith. Amen. It moved, didn't it? Still there. I'm not going to move. Just wash my hands. Now, I'll just show you what he said. It will make sure it's in. Now, what did he tell me? He promised me this. I can't make a stay away from her, but she sees it leave. I want you to wash your hands. You wash my hands. Almighty God, not to make a show here, but this will probably be my last time in this city. I pray thee, Lord, to make yourself known that I've told the truth to this people. They're watching my hand, the woman is too. But your words are so true. Sometime when a little weary of frustration hinders, but your promise still remains true. In my name they shall cast out devils. Now you promised that. You confirmed it to me by an angel that night at Green's Mill standing in that cabin. Satan, you can't hold her any longer. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. I let the lady be the judge. It's gone. Is it gone, lady? I've never moved my hand. Now look. Gone. Put your other hand on it. Not there, is it? You're healed. See what I mean? You believe? Now, how many believers did you raise up your hand? Has not the Bible declared it? Has not God worked with the seed of Abraham the same as he did with Abraham? Isn't the same angel that met Abraham just at the age of Sodom before it was destroyed? Isn't that the same work here he's doing tonight? Is it the same? Is it? You believe it? Are you Abraham's seed? God said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. How many out there sick, raise your hand. How many sitting by them that's a believer, put your hands over on one another. That's all. Just lay your hands on. That's all he has to do. That's just say, you say, well, Brother Branham, I want to be baptized. I just baptize you. That's all. Then you're baptized. Is that right? Then you're Christian. Well, then if you say, well, Brother Branham, repent and be baptized, that's what the Bible says. Go into all the world, preach the gospel. Every creature, he that believeth and is baptized, shall be saved. Is that right? Well, then if you believe and are baptized, the Bible said you're saved. Is that right? What's the order of baptism? Just put them in the water, bring them back up, baptized. What is the order then for sick? These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. If Brother Branham lays his hands, he never said Brother Branham, he said whosoever. So these signs shall follow them that believe. You're a believer, same as I am. You have the same right to lay your hand on anybody as I do. Each one of your ministers, these pastors, anybody else, they have the right to do it. You believe that? Then I want you to lay hands on one another. Bow your head. Don't pray for yourself now. You pray for the next person that you got your hands on because they are praying for you. You believe that with all your heart. I commit you to Jesus Christ as I pray for these claws, your handkerchiefs. Heavenly Father, these handkerchiefs have been brought to me. The people are believing just like they did in the days of Paul. They've seen Paul have those visions and they know that he was sent of God. These people believe the same thing. Now, Lord, you're the same God to us because Abraham was the father of many nations. And they brought from Paul's body handkerchiefs, aprons, and they were taken to the sick and afflicted, and
devils went out of people. Unclean spirits. Diseases were seen.
Now, brethren, I'll say to you, you probably would not have the spirit of discernment. That don't have to be. See, that ain't necessary. The first thing, you're a man of the Word. You're far better, more preachers than I am, because I'm not much of a preacher. But you're anointed. Any man that's called to preach the gospel is called to heal the sick. The general orders is going to all the world and preach the gospel to every preacher. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. These signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, so forth, they shall recover.
Amen.
If you're called to be a minister, you're called to pray for the sick. And the reason I do this is so this audience, that they might see that they don't have to wait to some special person, Oral Roberts, Tommy Hicks, Tommy Osborne, myself, somebody comes by for healing service. I want them to see that you are a man of God. See, you're a man just as much right to lay hands on any of them as I or anybody else. After all, brethren, you all know as ministers, it's their own faith in God that does the work. Is that right? We just offer a prayer for it. Now you say, Brother Branham, is the Spirit of the Holy Spirit there with you? Certainly. Yes, sir. Now to you in the line there, if you believe with all your heart that God's going to heal you, raise up your hand. I'll accept it. Now, come here. Let this lady come here. I don't know. You have never seen. If the Holy Spirit will tell me, so if my brethren here in the presence here like this, so they're all standing here around me. And not only that, my brethren are here and my Lord is here. It's their Lord too. Now, if he will tell me something wrong with you, whatever's wrong with you, you know where it's the truth or not. I want the people out there to see that the Holy Spirit's here at the platform to give discernment. But that don't heal anyone. But if he will tell me something about you that you know I know nothing about, just like it was the woman at the well, not the same kind of case, but I mean a man and woman meeting for the first time. Jesus, kind of a middle-aged man, and this woman probably is a young woman, maybe like you. And if he could tell me what you're here for, your trouble, would you believe that it had to be his spirit that would do it? You, brother, believe that the same Lord Jesus is in here? You audience believe the same thing? Would you in the prayer line believe the same thing and know that these men, would I call them up here if I thought they wasn't, after preaching like this and saying the things I have, and then call man up here that wasn't worthy? I wouldn't do that. I'd be defeating the very thing I was fighting about. See? I believe them. I believe they're a man of God. Now, see if the Holy Spirit stands close to them. Just to speak with you. I'm trying. You say, what are you doing, Brother Branham? The same thing Jesus done with the woman. Said, bring me a drink. You just try and talk to her and then find out what her trouble was. Your trouble is nervousness. That's what you're suffering with. If that's right, raise up your hand. Now, she sure doesn't look it, does she, brother? She doesn't, but that's what her trouble is. She's been that way a long time. Always crossing your bridges before you get to them and so forth. That's true. It's your makeup. Just made that way. Nervous. Always imagine something's fixing to happen. It doesn't. Sometimes the devil tells you there's nothing to it. You backslid, you're across the line. I'm not reading your mind, but I'm reading what, I'm knowing what he's talked to you about. Because to see what's crossed your mind. Now, Jesus perceived their thoughts. Is that right? Well, that's what's happening right now. Is that right? Here, let me tell you something that you might know. You're really standing here for somebody else. That's right. That's the thing, you see. You couldn't catch it till then. Now, if the Lord will reveal to me what you're standing here for somebody else, will you believe me to be his prophet?
Yes.
For your mother.
Yes.
You believe God can tell me what her trouble is?
Yes.
Well, she has heart trouble, high blood pressure,
yes,
gallstone, complications. That's right, isn't
yes
it?
Yes.
The Lord.
See? Now that's the Holy Spirit, isn't it? Now there's something here on me and on these brethren. See? Something here now, the Holy Spirit. Now you believe you as we pass through the line. Let us all bow our heads while we pray for these people. Now Heavenly Father, we're going to lay hands on these people and I'm praying for them now. Here's your royal servant standing here. And we're all going to lay hands on the sick because you said do it. We're going to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. May the people not just drag through, but may they come through being healed through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. The Lord bless you. I walk out closely. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Heal. In the name of the Lord Jesus, heal my brother.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, heal my sister. Now, just a minute, see. Brother and sister, why is it you rejoice when that woman, when the discernment happened, and when the others come through, there's nothing done? People pass you, well, if I'm not have discernment, well, it, I didn't get nothing. That don't have nothing to do with it. He's here just the same.
Amen. Amen.
When you pass through here, come with your hands up saying, thank you, Lord Jesus. I accept you as my healer. And I'm just going like a little, one of these men is going to baptize me. I'm going right into the pool of water and be baptized and come out and know that you promised that I'd receive the Holy Ghost. See? The discernment's still here. It's still here. It's just the same as, here, which is this man here. I'm a stranger to you, am I, sir? I don't know you. If God will tell me what's your trouble, will you believe me to be His prophet and His servant? You will with all your heart. All right, sir? All right. Thank you, sir. That's a very good spirit. Very fine thing. After all, you're standing here for somebody else. That's right. It's your grandchild. Got the polio. Fell the other day and broke his leg. That's thus saith the Lord. Is that right? Right. Go and believe now to get well. Now come believing. He's everybody. He's
God, in Jesus' name, touch that child. Your mighty power.
In the name of
oh, in your mighty power, heal him by your mighty power. By thy grace, in the name of Jesus, we lay our hands on him. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.